Refreshing Bread, Daily Meditations from the Word of God.
Tuesday, March 7th.
Today's meditation is offered by Father Ovidiu Marginin.
Today's reading is from the Book of Proverbs, chapter 5, verses 1 to 15.
My son, to my wisdom be attentive, to my knowledge incline your ear, that discretion may watch over you and understanding may guard you. The lips of an adulteress drip with honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is as bitter as wormwood, as sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, to the nether world. Her steps attain. Lest you see before you the road to life, her paths will ramble you know not where. So now, O my son, listen to me. Go not astray from the words of my mouth. Keep your way far from her. Approach not the door of her house, lest you give your honor to others and your years to a merciless one. Lest strangers have their fill of your wealth, your hard-won earnings go to an alien's house. And you groan in the end, when your flesh and your body are consumed, and you say, Oh, why did I hate instruction, and my heart spurn reproof? Why did I not listen to the voice of my teachers, nor to my instructors incline my ear? I have all but come to utter ruin, condemned by the public assembly. Drink water from your own cistern, running water from your own well.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in this particular reading, the instructor, you know, the person, gives kind of like ultimatums or a lot of strong language in dealing with our you know, everyday life or their everyday life at that time in terms of married life or going outside of the marriage life. It seems that had been a big problem within the Israelites at that time, going to other women and then not minding their own. So out of this particular reading in that case, we find wisdom to be something that to be recognized in it, the wisdom to make the best decisions on the things that we have to do in regards to our relationship, our intimate relationship with our person that we shared our life with. So, in other words, going from every day, going from one day to another day, we have to be able to not only communicate with the person that we love, but in the same time to share everything that is good, so we don't have to seek or look any place else, because we have found everything that we need within our nest, within our life together. The reader reads in this particular part of the reading of Proverbs, and towards the end it said, and you say, oh, why did I hate instruction and my heart spurn reproof? Why did I not listen to the voice of my teachers, nor to my instructors incline my ear? This sounds like a regret that he has done something that he shouldn't have and realized it afterwards. We have a saying in Romanian that says, give me, O God, the wisdom at the end of my actions so I can start them at the beginning much better. And that is one of the things that we somehow have to ask from God. God, be my inspiration from the beginning so I don't have to stumble in all my bad decisions that I have to make every single day. In that case, this particular reading not only gives us a good understanding of what we need to do, but gives us a good wisdom on the things we need to ask from God, not only in our relationship with our spouses, but in our relationship with one another as well. And it says, it ends with the fact that, we have to be clean in doing the things that you have to do. Drink water from your own cistern, running water from your own well. It's very interesting that we have to preserve our uniqueness, as it's shown over here at the end, to preserve our good way of being every day, that it will become an inspiration to others as well.
Refreshing Bread is a production of the Romanian Catholic Diocese, Eparchy of St. George in Canton, Ohio. Today's meditation was offered by Father Ovidiu Marginin. Reader, Julie Schocksnyder. Announcer, Raul Bota. Special thanks to Alleluia Press for providing the daily gospel readings.